first question.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration held a marathon 12-hour hearing Thursday to evaluate evidence that Truvada, a once-daily pill currently being used to treat AIDS patients, could also be used to prevent HIV infection in healthy individuals. A panel of independent medical experts voted overwhelmingly to back Truvada's use to prevent HIV and urge the FDA to approve the drug for use by those who are considered to be at a high risk for contracting the disease. Kaylee Lindsay is with the National Minority AIDS Council.
Using Truvada or pre-exposure prophylaxis to prevent acquiring HIV for an HIV-negative person is a game changer, and it's something that I believe is going to really take us to the next level.
Some critics have said Truvada could give people a false sense of security and lead to a reduced use of condoms. But HIV educator Brant Miller believes approval of the drug will actually promote a dialogue on condom usage.
They'll know more about their health and what they can do to protect their health versus being told what to do about their health.
Lisa and her husband Tracy, who is HIV positive, make up one of the estimated 140,000 couples in the U.S. with mismatching HIV statuses.
This woman cared more about me than what I was affected with. Because the average person around here, when they hear it, they go running the opposite direction.
Lisa chose not to cut ties, but instead to tie the knot and also try Truvada.
I want to remain healthy so that in times of his need, that I'm there to assist. So when PrEP came along, I jumped at the idea.
PrEP refers to pre-exposure prophylaxis, and Tracy is a strong supporter.
PrEP helps. It does. It. I think that's one of the most positive things that they could have come up with.
Yes.
Along their research of how to combat the disease.
Currently waitlisted for a trial where she would receive free PrEP drugs, Lisa worries about the cost, as high as $1,500 per month.
I just hope that they approve the PrEP so that many others that living in the situation that I'm living in would have the source available to them.
Though the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is not required to follow the panel's recommendations on Truvada, the FDA officials concluded the high-profile session by saying more must be done to prevent HIV infections from occurring. Derek Henkel, VOA News, Washington.